All right, so today I want to use the eternal sonship of Christ to explain a few commonly misunderstood verses. So on the board here, I have a basic timeline from everlasting to everlasting. I have Genesis to Revelation, and I have the birth to death of Jesus. And I have the three basic regions. I have earth, heaven, and hell. Of course, this is going to be very simple. I don't have the new heaven, the new earth, or the lake of fire. Up here in blue, I have God the Father, and in green, I have the Holy Spirit, both of which are from everlasting to everlasting. Down here, I'm only going to be talking about Jesus. So to begin, we'll start with his birth. The Bible says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth the Son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." So when Jesus was born on the earth, he was God with us. He was 100% man. He was 100% God. So I'll draw him here in red for his soul. And I'll draw him in brown for his body. And of course, he lived out his life, so I'll draw a couple more on there. And, you know, he lived a perfect sinless life. He did a lot of miracles. For instance, he walked on water. You know, he turned water into wine. He healed people, gave the blind their sight. But ultimately, he died on the cross for us. The Bible says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You know, so he died for our sins on the cross. And this is something that we must put our trust in order to be saved. But after he died on the cross, they placed his body in the tomb, and his soul actually went to hell. So his body's here, his soul's here. But neither one stayed there. The Bible says, "He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption." And the reason that was is because his soul came back into his body. He came back to life, and then he bodily went up to heaven. This is known as the bodily resurrection of Christ. And again, this is something that we must believe in order to be saved. And of course, once he's up here, he's still 100% man. He's still 100% God. And he'll be like that for all eternity. So I'll draw a couple more on there. So far, everyone should be following me. It's a very linear timeline. Some people may disagree that his soul went to hell, but they'd be wrong. But the thing is, God's not following a linear timeline like this. God's outside of time. For instance, here in Revelation, Jesus is called. It says, "And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." So right here, Jesus is called the Word of God. But in John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So the same Jesus here is also here. So I'll draw him there too. Because the Bible says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So really, I can draw the whole timeline here with a couple more Jesuses here. I'll draw one here. Here. So Jesus is from everlasting to everlasting with a soul and with a physical body. He's always been 100% man and 100% God. All right, so let's look at the timeline again, but on earth this time. First, some Old Testament appearances of Jesus, one of which is when he appeared unto Abraham at his tent and he eats a steak with him. That's a bodily appearance of Jesus. Or another one, when he shows up to Jacob and wrestles with him. Again, he has a soul and he has a body. Now, as we come right before his birth, it gets a little tricky because we've been pretty linear so far forward. We kind of came back and we're linear forward again. But actually, these two connect. It basically makes a loop. So how he can go from basically 100% man, 100% God in heaven to a little baby, 100% man, 100% God, kind of a mystery to us. And that's what the Bible says. It says, "Great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh." But this is something that we must believe in, because Jesus says, you know, he says, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above. You know, ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." So again, another thing that we must believe in is the deity of Christ. But as he was born here as a little baby, he grows up and now he's in the ministry. Another tricky verse that people have is in John 3 when he's talking to Nicodemus. He says, "And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." So God the Father and the Holy Spirit are never called the Son of Man. Only Jesus is ever called the Son of Man. And so he's saying that the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So basically he's saying, I'm on earth right now, but I'm also in heaven right now. And according to our chart, that makes sense. And then the big one is that on the cross, you know, he says, verily, I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. So some people, you know, when they don't have this, they have to look up here and they say, well, if you're going to be with me in paradise, they say the me must be the Father or the Spirit. So then they'll say that Jesus is the Father or Jesus is the Spirit, both of which are blasphemy. The true answer is that, well, Jesus is in heaven. He's also on the earth. So when his soul goes to hell and his body goes in the tomb, he was still in heaven. You know, he's been in heaven from eternity to eternity. And truthfully, he's been on the earth and in hell from eternity to eternity. He's omnipresent now, just like these are. So basically, I could draw him up here with the rest of the Trinity. There would only be a little difference to the fact that he has a body. You know, the other two do not. I can draw his soul there. I can draw his body there. So that's the true picture, is up here. The Trinity, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, from everlasting to everlasting. And Jesus has always been God. He's always been man. He's always had a bodily form. So I hope that helps. God bless you. Have a great day.